Now, ambitious plans to create a gondola ride from Newcastle into the Mourne Mountains has been revealed. The Down Recorder reports that the Department for Social Development is proposing the development of the cable car system from Donard Park up the mountain. A wise proposal or a waste of money? Heidi McAlpin, Andrea McVeigh. What do you think, Heidi? Heidi's not there. Andrea, good morning. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning. I didn't know where Heidi's come. Maybe she's away up the Mourne to have a look. I think it's a crazy waste of money. I mean, we've seen things like this in Northern Ireland before, white elephant tourist attractions, and it seems like a good idea. It seems like a no-brainer, but in actual fact, it costs so much money to maintain these things, not just set them up. But fundamentally, are we spoiling the actual natural beauty of the Mourne Mountains? I mean, people come from all over the world to see the Mournes, to climb them. Having a great big cable car running up it just seems to spoil that actual natural beauty that's so loved about it. Secondly, I've been on these things all over the world. I've been in Switzerland and in Malaysia even. There's one. And if it's a very windy day, you can't, the cable car stops running. So living in Northern Ireland, we know that it's often a very windy day, that the weather's not good. Or you go up and it's too foggy, or it's just too windy for the cable car to run, which means it doesn't run that day, which means tourists can't get up. It means it's costing money just sitting there being idle. And then there's usually something at the top of them. So there's usually a tourist centre or something like that where you stop off and you have tea and coffee and there's a gift shop.
Yeah.
And that just really spoils the landscape as well.
Well,
you know, I mean, like a great big tourist centre at the top.
You're anti-change, in other words, aren't you?
Well, I'm change when I think that change is the right thing to do. But I think in the case of the Mourne Mountains, I mean, how long have the Mourne Mountains been there? Natural beauty, been in their natural state without anything like that, and it's done perfectly well so far. It just seems to be a real expensive experiment to try and get people up the Mourne. Making, you know, it makes the landscape ugly. There's a great big ugly tourist centre at the top where you have like tea and a shop, and it just seems, you know, what's the point of that?
Heidi?
Yes, well, I mean, I find Andrea being very, very grumpy this morning. She must have got out of bed the wrong side.
I'm always grumpy, yeah.
The bottom line is you don't have to have this big all singing and all dancing shop and cafe at the top if you don't wish. And you know, fair enough, it gets a bit windy now and again, but if I can have it up the Nevis range in Scotland, they can certainly have it at the Mournes here. I mean, we're not all mountain goats, and we all can't climb Slieve Donard for those amazing views. And why not have a gondola type attraction? I think it's a brilliant idea. All to the good. I would love to do it. Look, a day like today, I would be in the car driving there right now, spending my money in Newcastle, going up the gondola, putting money into the local
not getting economy. Any exercise because you're going up the gondola.
Well, you, it would have been good for you because I tell you, the odd person
gets stuck.
Stuck up that mountain, it would help with their rescue coming back down again. So there it would provide a very useful medical emergency facility as well. But in all seriousness, I mean, look at the Goblins Cliff Path. There's a fantastic example of nature and man-made objects colliding to create this great visitor attraction. I mean, would Andrea have been against that happening?
No, because that was done very subtly. That was done in part of the natural landscape. But it's not a great big ugly cable car running up it. I mean,
well,
it's done very, very well, and I think, but the, and it didn't cost as much as a cable car would. So, how much money is this going to cost? Is it going to recoup any of the investment?
Well, if you don't
is it
try,
be
and look, have you been to Table Mountain,
but
Andrea?
But is public money? Should we be allowed to
public
just
money,
throw
public
money at it?
Public money was spent on the Goblins. Public money was spent on the Titanic visitor attraction. And you could very easily argue that if Titanic Belfast as the building didn't exist today, you would be losing a lot of tourism revenue. Because, like it or not, it exists and it has put Belfast on the map globally. I mean, I would put a gondola up Cave Hill. I would build a Game of Thrones theme park. Stop being all mealy mouthed about spending money,
Andrea,
and not selling ourselves.
Andrea,
globally.
Don't mountains around the world have cable cars?
Well, they do, but that's what I'm saying. Half of them, if it's a windy day, you just can't go up it. So the cable car starts. That's an entire waste of money.
On the survey, half
Secondly,
of them.
I think that one of the the natural attractions of the Mourne is that it is natural. Even I've never been up the Mourne, but I've been in Newcastle a lot, and I like looking up at them. I think they're a thing of beauty. And I think just to spoil that, you know, and there will be a cafe at the top. There will be a tourist shop. There will be litter. There will be a load of rubbish all strewn around the area.
On the Isle of Man, you can take a lovely little tram up to the top of Snaefell. It's gorgeous. Snowdonia has a train going all the way up to the top. Why are we so different that we bulk against doing something that's a little bit commercial, that opens something up to more people that we can all enjoy, and it can be hypothetically, and it can drive revenue in the area?
Well, I mean, because we're not everywhere else, and I think that's the whole point. I mean,
but we're very behind the times.
Natural beauty, but is it worth throwing public money at?
Yes.
Well, people have been talking for years about putting a cable car up Cave Hill. Maybe you can let me know what, obviously with Cave Hill, the Mourne Mountains, we're talking about both here this morning, aren't we? Maybe you at home can let us know what you think. 0500, it's not 0500, that's 5 Live, 0300. 0-30-30-80-55-55. I'm getting mixed up in my radio stations now. 0-30-30-80-55-55. Lawrence in Sainfield. Morning, Lawrence.
Morning, Stephen.
Morning.
I think it would be, personally, a very good idea to have a cable car up the Mourne's, because think of all the disabled people that could access and get to the top of the Mourne's and see a view that they would never, ever otherwise see.
But would it not wreck the view from the ground in terms of the natural landscape, Lawrence?
It's not going to destroy it that much. Like a cable car, like, if it's destroying the natural landscape, there would, no country would have them. They're not destroying the landscape that much. It blend in, so, well, you get used to it. It's like everybody's complaining about the them windmill turbines. And sure, after a while, you get used to them. You never think anything of them.
I wonder how much it would cost.
So you do. But I think it would be personally a great thing for disabled people to get up to the Mourne's, up to the top of it, and get a look around them, something that they would never be able to do.
There's a statement in here from Newry Mourne and Down District Council. They say the opportunity for a gondola development was identified as a potential initiative in their master plan. The item was approved, they said, but it's subject to ratification at the next full council meeting. Next step, they say, is to issue appropriate tender documents and appoint a company to deliver the plan.
Well, they're better spending their money on that there as spending some of the garbage that they spend the council money on.
But it'll change the view of one of our most famous landmarks.
It'll not change it that much, Stephen. So it'll not. It's a few poles going up, a few wires, and a couple of cable cars hanging on. Like I said, it's not as if they're going to be digging out and leaving great big craters all over the show.
That's the point, Andrea.
Well, I mean, I think they will. I mean, for a start, I would like to know how much this is supposed to cost, because these things aren't cheap. It's not like the Goblin Cliff Path, which was done relatively inexpensively in sympathy with the landscape. These things do. There are massive, massive building work that has to happen. How long is that building work going to take? Does that mean whole swathes of the Mourne's are going to be out of bounds for walkers and hikers and campers going up it while these things are built? I mean, they're massive infrastructure. Massive foundations have to be built in order to get the cable car running. Mm. These things, I mean, they're digging into the Mourne's in order to fix these enormous poles that are going all the way up.
I doubt this
is changing the whole landscape.
I doubt you'd be walking up the mountain, Norman.
It'll not change the landscape, because once the foundations go in, they're covered over. You'll not see them. So you're not, and all you'll see is the poles going up and the wires on along. And it's not going to be that big of a monstrosity. You'd think to hear ye that they were going to get big craters and the place completely demolished and ruined altogether. I can't understand why you cannot see further than the end of your nose. Think of the disabled people that would get the access to the top of that hill that would never get to it.
Norman?
Yes.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Stephen. Stephen, I'm all for that cable car. I've been to Switzerland and Finland, and you would hardly notice the change in the landscape with the cable cars. But you need to have an end product, a restaurant at the top, a viewing site at the top, where you could get your broccoli bake and sit and view over the Mourne's, just like the Isle of Man up in Snaefell and the the railway takes you right to the top. It's absolutely marvellous.
I don't really know what a gondola is. I thought a gondola was something that you kind of rode on the water.
Aye, a gondola.
Well, that's what they're saying, a gondola development. What are they talking about here, Heidi?
It's a cable car. It's a cable car for the uninitiated.
But is it the type of car that your legs dangle? Is it the type of car where the wee bits of metal go in between your legs?
No,
and across?
It's
like a joyride. Not a joyride. What do you call them?
Oh,
an amusement thing, a ski lift.
You're
is it that type
of
thing?
Ski lift.
Or is it a car where all the doors close?
A car where you sit in it and the glass windows around you, and you can look out and it'll take you up to the top.
Yes, because I don't like those other things. I was in, I don't know where I was, some country in Europe somewhere, and those wee ski lift type chairs. And I'm always hard scared of falling out.
Well, it wouldn't suit you or me, Stephen. We would fall out of them. We'd be too big to get onto them.
Wouldn't fit. Sam.
Wouldn't fit, Stephen.
Morning, Sam.
Hello, how you doing?
Okay.
I tell you a story. In the late 1960s, they were discussing the Floral Hall and the Ornamental Lake there. They were saying they should spend money on it and enlarge it, do all sorts of things. Somebody says we could even put a gondola on it. And one of the councillors, who is now dead, allegedly said, well, maybe get a couple of gondolas and we could breed them.
Yeah, right.
A lot of people will know that story. But
is it a true story, Sam?
To the best of my knowledge, yes.
Right.
That story was well known.
Gazebos. Get two gazebos and breed them.
Two gondolas, aye. Gondolas.
Aye.
They're talking about the gondolas now on the on the ski lift.
Do you think we should have them?
What's that?
Do you think we should have them
up
the moorings up
Cape
Hill? Why not
have more than two and maybe make a bit of money out of it to reduce the rates and all the rest of it, you know?
It's nice to talk to you all this morning. Thank you. Heidi, thank you.
Stephen, bye.
Andrea, thank you. Irene, morning, Irene.
Hi, good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Well, thanks. And you?
Doing all right.
Good.
What can we do for you?
I was wondering about the cable car up the mountain.
Yes.
And we live at the bottom of the mountain. And, you know, I would dearly love to be able to go up those mountains. I look at them and I think if I was able to go up there, wouldn't it be marvellous?
But would you want floods of tourists coming in all the time? Get up and those...
Well, there's floods of tourists all the time anyway. And it just makes it more happier, doesn't it? Especially in a morning like this with the sun shining and, you know, life's great.
You're 70, Irene, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So you can't climb up the mountain anymore, is that right or not?
That's right, I can't.
But you'd love to see it.
I have a bit of heart problems,
yeah.
So I really can't, but I would really love to,
you'd love to see it from the top.
Oh, I would love to. It would be fabulous.
Yeah.
And I really think the council needs to do something about it.
Uh-huh.
You know, we get a lot of old people coming in coaches, day visitors, mostly. And I'm sure they would love to be able to go up also. People that's disabled. It's not just for young people. You know, young people is fine. They can do many things, but
uh-huh.
older people can't.
No, I hear you. I hear you. Well, let's see if they do it at the end of the day.
I would love them to,
let's see.
I really hope and pray that they do.
Listen, thank you for calling us today.
Okay, thanks, Stephen.
Next time I'm down in Newcastle playing the amusements, I'll call in and see you.
Okay, great. That'll be great.
Bye-bye, Irene.
Okay, bye, Stephen.